Previously on Lost.
You brought me here to operate on you.
You think I trust you, that I'm going to just do the surgery and hope that you let me go?
Doug, you have to do it.
How did they get you to ask me?
Just
what did they offer you?
Nothing.
Then what are you doing here?
They're going to kill Sawyer.
Tomorrow morning, first thing, I'll get it out. And I'll keep you alive.
I'm ready.
No! No! Sawyer, please! No, get your hands off of him!
I just made a small incision in Ben's kidney sac. Now, if I don't stitch that back up in the next hour, he's dead. Now get in here and bring that walkie-talkie.
Sleep with candles burning. It's real safe. We don't have to keep doing this, you know.
Are you saying that because you don't think it's going to work? Or because you're afraid he'll find out?
Lift up your shirt.
Doctor, you are.
I'm not doing this as your doctor. I'm doing it as your sister. I don't like you being here alone. Come stay with me.
I like living on the beach.
This is Miami, Rachel. Everything's on the beach.
You have about an hour head start before they come after you. Take the walkie, take Sawyer, go. Hey, listen to me. Just listen to me. You remember what I told you on the beach? Do you remember what story I told you when you were stitching me up? Do you remember it?
Yes, I remember.
When you get safe, you radio me and you tell me that story.
Yes, please.
If I don't get a call from you in the next hour, I'm going to know something went wrong and he died.
I can't leave without you.
Yes, you are. Go.
Yes, I can.
Go, now.
I can.
Kate, damn it, run!
Juliet, stop the bleeding and stitch him up.
She's not a surgeon. She can't fix this.
He's right.
What the hell do you suggest we do?
Go get Danny.
Then find Austin and Ford and bring them back.
No. You do that and Ben dies.
Go.
No, you think I'm lying? You think this is a bluff? I will let him die.
No, Jack, you won't. Go. Get them back. If you have to, kill them.
Hello, Juliet.
Hey. Hey.
Why exactly are you here?
I today's lab work. I got home and I realized that I inverted some numbers.
And I couldn't wait until the morning.
Edwin?
I'm sorry. Rude of me. Juliet, this is Sherry. Sherry, this is Juliet, my ex-wife. Juliet's leaving. Jules? Could you please turn off the lights?
You haven't thought this through, Jack. Your plan's not going to work.
Yeah? Why is that?
Your friends aren't going to make it back to your side of the island because we're not on that island. We're on a smaller island, 2 miles offshore.
Rachel.
So why don't we see if we can come up with some kind of peaceful resolution?
A peaceful resolution.
That's right.
Is that what you call asking me to kill Ben while on the operating table? Make it look like an accident?
That's ridiculous.
She wants Ben
Tom,
to die.
He's
she said
lying.
That if I did it, that she would protect
that.
Me.
No! Juliet, get out.
Tom, he's lying.
You said you can't stitch him up. Then you don't need to be in here. Go, Julie.
Don't let him fool you. He'll never let a patient just die.
Hey! Hey, can anybody hear me? What happened? Open the cage!
Where is
just it? Open the damn cage!
Look,
thought you didn't believe me when I told you before.
We need a boat.
Yeah, a couple of towels and a buffet lunch.
Just keep following the beach. There's got to be one around here somewhere. How else do they get back and forth?
Why don't we just stop and ask for directions?
Jack, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Well, I said hi. Get to the point.
Jack, we need a boat. We need
some way to get off this island.
You heard her.
How do they get off this island? What's he doing? Kate?
Where'd they go?
That way.
Nice to meet you, Sheena.
Is it true?
It's what's true.
What you said. Did Juliet really ask you to kill him?
In about 40 minutes, she's going to get her wish.
Hey. That's not helping anything.
Now, could somebody please get Juliet?
Juliet, Edmund wants to see you in his office.
Do you work here?
I'm the new research assistant.
Of course you are.
I want in.
In on what?
I know what you're doing, Julia.
I'm not really sure what you...
I read your notes. I know what you took from the lab. The only thing I don't know is... who's your guinea pig?
Ed, I've been doing my research in my own lab, on my own time. I don't really see...
It's your sister, isn't it?
Jules, there's two ways this plays out.
One is your research is potentially genius. And the other, it raises some very serious ethical questions. Maybe even criminal concerns. But if you collaborate with me, based on my reputation, all this... is viewed as cutting-edge science. And we will win prizes and drink champagne and do a lot of good for people. want to give you some time to think about it.
Juliet. Ben's awake.
How?
Shepard says he's a spinal surgeon, not an anesthesiologist. Ben's asking for you.
That's a hobby of yours, underdog? Digging holes?
Yep. That and basket weaving. Want one?
Happen to have a tunnel to the main one?
No, but I've got a boat.
Can we use it?
Yeah. We've got to hurry.
Hold on a second, sister. You just happened to find us in the woods. You just happened to have a boat, and you're going to let us use it, huh?
There's something we need to do first.
Oh, gee.
My boyfriend is being held prisoner. If you help me rescue him, I promise you I'll get you back to the other island.
Your boyfriend. His name happened to be Carl?
Yeah.
I stopped the surgery.
I know. I've been able to hear you for a few minutes now.
It's very clever of you. I should have seen it coming.
Are you in pain? I can...
No.
But thanks all the same. I'd like to speak to Juliet alone, please, Jack.
No. No, I'm sorry.
Please, I'm asking you. One gentleman to another. Won't hurt you to give me 3 minutes, will it? Knowing I have only 27 left.
I'm Tom, by the way. They've got history.
Go back in there, put Ben under, and finish the surgery.
And why would I want to do that?
Because I'm going to go help your friends escape.
Thank you for taking the time to let us make our pitch, Dr. Burke. Middelos Bioscience is based in Oregon. We're just outside of Portland. These shots might seem a little cheeseball, but our people really are this happy. Now, why? Because we're privately funded. Privately funded means freedom. We organize trips every week in and around the Portland area, which is just awesome for hiking and biking and river running.
Look, when you Your company reached out to me. I was flattered, but I don't really know why you would want me.
Is it true that you successfully impregnated a male field mouse?
He didn't carry the term.
Mind if I ask you something?
Sure.
What do you see?
Well, it's a human womb, obviously. Judging from the decomposition of the endometrium, I would say that the woman was somewhere in her 70s.
No, actually, she's 26.
What happened to her?
What if I told you that you could have complete freedom and money to find out? We think you're special, Dr. Park. And we want you to lead a team of highly trained people because we think you're just that good.
I can't.
Why can't you?
My ex-husband wouldn't let me.
He wouldn't want you to have this opportunity?
No, he doesn't want me to have anything. He would never give the okay.
Maybe we could reach out to him on your behalf.
Don't bother.
Must be something that he would respond to.
You were hit by a bus. How about that? That would work. Totally inappropriate.
No, I...
Sorry, but I wasted your time.
Dr. Burke, please. No, you don't.
I'm sorry. Whatever you think I am, I'm not. I'm not a leader, Mr. Albert. I'm a mess.
You mean you ain't sure?
It's the only place I haven't looked.
You know the guard?
Yeah. His name's Aldo.
Aldo? Okay, Lollipop. Tell me how we're gonna get by him with one gun and no bullets.
I've got an idea.
Of course you do.
Open the door!
Alex? What the hell are you doing?
They must have gotten out of their cages. I caught them in the jungle. Now open up, Aldo!
Whoa, just stop! Alex, you're not supposed to be here. If your dad finds out, he's gonna kill
you. My dad was the one who told me to bring them here. To you. Look, maybe you should call him. I'm sure he's got nothing better to do.
Danny, I need Ben.
Why?
Listen, I got Alex here. She's got Austin and Ford with her.
Get mad at me just because you were dumb enough to fall for the old Wookiee prisoner gag.
Where's Carl?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Shoot him in the knee.
What?
Give me the rifle. We don't have time for this. I'll do it.
Whoa, okay, all right. He's at the end of the hall, room 23. Keys are in my back pocket.
Damn good calling, Freckles. Almost believe you're gonna shoot that boy.
It wasn't a con.
Here it is!
Thank you.
got your boyfriend back. Now, where's your damn boat?
Idiot!
Where are they?
I don't know. Alex is with him.
Danny! We're letting him go.
Letting him go?
Ben gave the order.
Ben's in surgery. I was just
he
there.
Woke up.
Oh, he woke up, huh?
Shepard won't finish the surgery unless he knows his friends are off the island. Do you want Ben to die?
I know Ben would rather die than let them go.
Hey. How was the interview?
It's not for me.
What?
It's fine. You're too far away. Anyway, it's Portland.
Jewel, you didn't say no because of me.
Oh, why would I want to go all the way to Portland for research that doesn't even work?
Because it does work. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant.
Look,
I took a blood test, too. I didn't want to tell you till I was sure.
It worked.
Yeah. My whole life, all I've ever wanted was to have a baby, and now because of you, I'm gonna... need to get healthy. Now I just need to get healthy so I can see the little bugger gonna do not really cool, you know?
Of course you will. You will.
Hey, now you can tell that bastard ex-husband of yours what he can do with his ethics.
Because you're insufferable and you're mean. Well, you asked me for the truth, Mom, and that's...
Ed!
Let me call you later, okay? Okay, bye. Hello, Jules. What's up?
She's pregnant.
Excuse me?
It worked. Rachel's pregnant.
Julia, that's...
Wow.
I need to see your labs. We'll have to verify the data if we're gonna...
No. I'm not interested in publishing, Ed. It's my sister.
Fine, then. If you're not interested, why are you concerned?
You okay?
Yeah. I just don't like blood too much.
Well, then you probably won't want to be looking at that. So, you really can't get off the island. Why don't you just take him to a facility? Why all this?
Because ever since the sky turned purple, what the hell happened?
I just nicked an artery.
Isn't that what you already did?
Yeah, well... That was on purpose.
Oh, can you fix it?
Damn it. You got it.
Oh. Carl?
Nice try.
Carl, help me. We're going to go now, okay? Can you stand? Mm-hmm. Come on. Okay.
So, you're the boss's daughter, huh? Never saw that coming. Let's go, Cheech.
Going for a little ride.
Careful.
All right, easy. Put you in the boat. All right?
Wait. Is it okay?
Danny.
No, Sawyer.
Danny.
Thank you.
What happened? Did he?
I can't see.
What?
I can't see. There's too much blood. All right, get over here.
Tommy's gonna die if you don't get over here right now.
Go. Get out of here.
You heard the lady.
Let's go. Not you, Alex. You're staying.
Why?
We both know your father, and the only way he'll let Carl live is if you're here when he wakes up. I'm sorry, Alex.
Hey, Alice.
Hey.
I missed you.
I know. I missed you, too. You have to go away now. Then I'll see you real soon.
I love you. I have to go to sleep now.
Wait.
Hold it steady, damn it. Hold it steady.
Jack, are you there?
All right, hold that up to me. The walkie, hold it up to me.
What about the surgery?
Just do it!
Yeah, I'm here, Kate. You okay?
Yeah, We've got a boat. They're letting us go.
Who's letting you go?
The blonde woman.
So you're safe, you and Sawyer?
Yes, yeah.
Tell me.
Tell you.
First day on the beach, the day of the crash, the story that I told you. If you're safe, tell me.
This is the best time.
Shut up!
You were doing surgery on a girl. And you messed up. You made a mistake.
You tore something on her back. And all the nerves came loose.
And you said you were so afraid.
And you said the fear was so
real. And you didn't know what to do.
And then you weren't afraid anymore. And then it was just gone. And you fixed her. You saved her.
I need you to make me a promise, Kate.
Jack?
Promise me that you'll never come back here for me. Don't come back, Kate.
Jack, where are you? Please.
New York.
Jack? Jack, please, where are you?
have some paperwork we need you to sign. But take your time. There's no rush.
Thank you. Were you able to remove a tumor?
Yeah. You'll want to do a biopsy, see if it's malignant. So what now? I just go back to myself?
Until I figure out what to do with you.
What did he say?
I'm sorry?
Ben, what did he say that made you want to save his life?
It doesn't really matter what he said.
It matters to me. After everything that I have been put through, you owe me an answer. I want to know what he said.
Said you were down here. I just wanted to express my condolences in person before I went back up to Portland.
This is Ethan.
He's one of my colleagues.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
He was hit by a bus.
I know. They say you were there when it happened. It must have been...
No. In our interview, I said that I wanted him to get hit by a bus.
Dr. Burke, I realize you're a little shook up right now, but this is just a tragic accident. You can't blame yourself. I don't even remember you saying that.
Why are you here, Mr. Albert?
Look, I know the timing is horrible, but we came because we're that serious about getting you to come work with us. Just give us 6 months. If you need to, you'd be back before your sister gives birth.
How did you know that my...
Well, we're very thorough in our recruitment process.
Can my sister come?
It won't work. We're pretty remote. She wouldn't have access to the treatment that she needs.
Portland. There's plenty of clinics. And...
Well, actually, we're not quite in Portland.
I want to know what he said.
I've been on this island for 3 years, Jack. 3 years, 2 months, and 28 days. He said that if I let him live, and I helped you, that he would finally let me go home.